Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It's so good to have you with me this morning. We are going to talk to Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. Stephanie, welcome. I appreciate you coming today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great. And as she knows, I'm new.
Yes.
So we're going to get to know each other a little bit. I love it. Okay. And
we'll teach you all things.
Please do. Please. I do appreciate that.
Not a problem. It's what I'm here for.
Awesome. And so we have, so you sell.
Yep.
Gold.
Yep.
Silver coins. Metal detectors.
Yeah, we still have some metal detectors in store. Dad's working on retiring, so he's trying to work those out of the store, which I'm fine with because, like, we tell people all the time, like, Dad's he's the niche. He knows that stuff, and my brother and I know they turn on and they beep and they make noises. So we have a few of those left.
That's really all I know they do, too. So they turn on, and then when they find something, they beep.
Exactly.
Is there anything else to them?
You're right. They can. Some of them can go in water, and some of them can't.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's all we need to know, right?
Exactly.
But I mean, it does look like fun, though. I was at the beach the other day, and
there's always somebody.
Someone out there, and I'm like, oh, that kind of looks like fun.
Yeah.
So I heard that. I don't know if your dad found it. A cannonball.
Yeah.
What? A real one?
A real one.
So if you want to say where, you can see this at your store, right?
You can. He has it on display at the store.
Yeah. So if you want to see what
That is super cool.
I bet
cool.
When he pulled that out, he was like, what?
So he did find a cannonball somewhere, and it's a solid shot, so it's not one that they had to take, you know, you have to take in and blow up because it's a solid shot cannonball. But he did find one somewhere, someplace in the United States. I won't say where.
He will say where. So we already have a question, but if you want to join in the conversation, please do. 850-437-1620. Stephanie will be happy to answer your questions.
Definitely.
We do have a question from a listener. It says, what is the best kind of silver to buy if you're starting out?
So I always tell the people what I personally like to buy because it's really up to you personally. Right now, I will say the silver that is closest to the silver spot price is regular bullion rounds or 10-ounce silver bars. Everything has a premium. You cannot go anywhere. You can't go online. You can't go into any store anywhere and get silver for silver spot price, which is right around $25 an ounce right now. You're not going to be able to go anywhere and get it for that price unless you're finding somebody on, like, Facebook who doesn't know what they're doing. And in which case, it's probably not going to be real. And the ones that are closest to silver spot price right now are going to be the silver 1-ounce silver rounds. And yesterday we were selling them at silver spot price, $25 plus $3.75. I didn't get a chance to check it this morning because, as you guys saw, I was running in here because I was running late.
She was on two wheels, right around the corner.
That's it.
Hey, but you made it. That's all that matters, right?
That's all that matters. So those are $3.75. So 25 plus 375, so what, $28.75. If you spend less than $500 in the state of Florida, you have to pay sales tax.
Okay.
It's the rules of the land. I can't break it. It's not going to change unless, you know, we talk to the state legislators and get that changed. I'm not big enough to do that. We have to find somebody else to do that for us. So,
all that red tape.
That's it.
It's
all
not
that red
fun.
Tape. That's what they did in the state of Alabama. You know, we got to figure out how to do that here.
Okay.
We got to get the lobbyists together, I guess, to do that. That's how that works.
Can you do that for us?
Yeah, right. Right. Can I do that?
Gather them up today.
Come
and
on, y'all.
Change the law. That would be amazing. That's a big task. I wouldn't give
something
you that.
I want to get all those corn dealers here in the state of Florida to do. That would be great. I'm not boisterous enough to do that. I could be.
You could be. We can turn you into that, Stephanie.
That's it. Anyways, I digress. So anyways, silver, bullion, those are the things closest to spot. So I say somebody just starting out, that would be something great to start with. They're silver eagles. There's no tax on those. Are they expensive right now? Yeah, they're definitely up there in price right now, but they're a dollar in all intents and purposes. You can, sake, they have no taxes going in, no taxes coming out. There, you can spend them like a dollar. So, it's when we're not busy, which we have been a lot lately, you'd always come in and sit down and spend 15 minutes with any one of us or longer and talk with us, and I can show you everything in person and, and show you what to buy and what everything looks like. And you can hold each one thing, quarters, dimes, half dollars, everything, and see what it looks like in person and say, okay. You know, I like things that have unicorns on them and Marvel and that too. So I buy all that kind of stuff.
They have those?
Yes.
Really? This is a whole new world for me.
Oh my gosh. Mickey Mouse, all that kind of stuff.
Huh. Yes. I'm definitely going to have to come up there and check it out because I didn't even know that this world existed. Oh. So.
And yeah, a lot of, until my dad and, you know, and his buddy opened the store almost 21 years ago, like, I didn't know.
You didn't either, yeah.
I knew growing up, my dad had like silver half dollars and things of that, you know, everybody keeps in like their little Crown Royal bags because that's what everybody has, right? You know?
Everyone's got Crown Royal bags.
You know, until then, we,
where
you
else
know,
would you put it?
Of course, your socks, whatever, you know, but, and, you know, until they did this, I didn't know until he decided to open the second store that we no longer had because it got too busy at this one. I didn't know, so I had to learn, you know, from him. And it's a crazy busy world. And it slows down here and there. Right now it's a busy season, you know, because whatever is going on in the world. But, you know, we just ebb and flow.
So many things.
We just ebb and flow with it.
Right.
We just go. I like busy seasons. I like busy seasons. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, because it's not fun to sit there and, you know, twiddle your thumbs and, like, scrub every little thing down because we don't have anything else to do.
No. You want it to be busy. And I recommend you go up there. Everyone go up there, you know, check it out. Just see what you have. Because apparently there's some really cool stuff. There's even a cannonball.
And there's even a cannonball.
I didn't even know about.
Meteorites. We have a few.
You have meteorites?
We have meteorites.
Wow.
That's candy about that one.
Where were those found?
Oh, my gosh. We got those from one of our distributors, and he got those from who knows where. But they're from, I think, down in Mexico. I can't remember where they came from specifically. Super
I don't think I've ever seen a meteorite in real life.
Gosh. They're so amazing.
Are they?
To me, space rocks are amazing. I mean, anything from space is amazing. Right?
I would think it would be fun to take children into your store.
Yes.
How do you feel about that, though?
I love it.
They're allowed to come in and look.
Always.
And,
love when the kids...
You could educate them on meteorites and, and all the different coins. And
the history, like just the history in general of any, and not just, you know, American currency. We have foreign coins and foreign currencies. So it's great when the kids come in and they get to learn about history in general and how things started out and where they used to be and how the money looks now.
Right.
And meteorites and ammonites. So we have, I think we still have ammonites left, fossils. We have some fossils in the store.
Oh, yeah. What a great educational trip.
Yes. And some kids, believe it or not, actually know more. Well, my brother's laughing right now. Some kids know more than I do. My brother's like, not that hard stuff.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
Brothers are so mean.
They are so mean.
Trust me, I have them, and they're mean. I told my brother the other day when I saw him, I was like, you better be happy I still love you as an adult, right?
Right.
You were so mean to me when I was little.
I'm older than my brother, so he'll say I was mean to him, but that's all right.
That's okay.
He still loves me.
You weren't, though. It's all his fault.
It is.
We're sticking with that, right?
That's it, totally. But kids are always welcome to come in, and the parents love it just to watch their little eyes like spark up. And oh my gosh, it's so much fun when the kids come in.
I have a little one. I'm going to bring her in there.
Oh my, she'll love it. I love
it
when there's a couple of families that come like every summer, and their little girl gets so excited when she starts looking through the wheat pennies. A couple of years ago, I gave her like a little book that she could put her wheat pennies on, and her best friend, he was like, she didn't want her parents to help. She wanted him to help her.
Aww.
It was so adorable.
And she remembers that. That's special to her, you know?
Yep.
That's awesome.
It was
that
so
she get
great.
To do that. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are here with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. You can visit them at emeraldcoastcoins.com. Call them up, 437-1515, or you can also visit them on Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't posted a lot on there lately, but I'll be posting a picture of Duncan tomorrow because it's his birthday.
Okay.
He'll probably be there. Mom said Dad's going to bring him up because he'll be four. Mom's German Shepherd, Duncan.
I was about to ask. Is
I know,
this a child?
I know, you're going to ask.
Funny. I'm like,
she's like, I don't know who Duncan is. So
okay.
Dad brings all his fur babies up.
You know you can bring a fur baby in here.
I do. Well, I'll try to bring one next time.
Okay, good.
We'll see which one I'll bring. It'll probably be
I'm going to hold you
Duncan.
To that, Stephanie. So let me write you.
Yeah, bring fur babies,
bring
please.
Duncan.
I don't bring my dogs, but I bring Dad's dogs because they're much more calm than mine.
I have a lab and she is amazing.
Yes.
The best dog ever. She would have hair from the second she walked into this building to here. I'm just worried that she would just, I don't know, jump on everybody and kiss everybody and we wouldn't get anything done, you know, because she's so sweet. So
Duncan is very sweet. He's a lover, but he's very calm and collected. He's a long-haired shepherd.
I love it. I'm excited.
Bring Duncan.
If you want to join in this amazing conversation of dogs, coins, whatever you want to talk about.
That's how we roll here.
I love it.
Coins, Disney, I do all
whatever you want to ask. 850-437-1620. We're here with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins. Like I said, you can visit them, emeraldcoastcoins.com. Their phone number is 437-1515. So I was talking to my best friend this morning about Emerald Coast Coins, and she said she's visited there multiple times.
Oh.
And this has been a while, so tell me if you do this or not. You can tell if the gold is real or not.
We can.
She would bring in, I think it was jewelry.
Yeah, we do. We purchase jewelry. We test it.
So
we have different ways to test it to see if it's real or not. And we do purchase it based on the gold and silver prices. So gold and silver are up right now. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have definitely been bringing us in their jewelry. We do not purchase jewelry after 4 o'clock in the afternoon because there's a lot of paperwork involved.
Okay.
With the police department to make sure, you know, the person's a good citizen.
Okay.
And I still have to follow the law.
You said that so nicely.
I do.
Thank you. You're an outstanding citizen.
Yes. And I tell him, make sure you're a good citizen and I'm following the rules because I don't go to jail for anybody except my best friend if we're stalking celebrities. And they got to be really good looking.
Oh, exactly. She said it.
That's it.
She goes to jail. You know why.
That's it. Mama will bail me out. I'm good.
We'll help you out. Me and Jenna. We got your back.
That's it. She's seen me at Pensacon. She knows.
Oh, Pensacon. What a big deal here in Pensacola.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So you love, I have never been, but I've seen, like in downtown, yes. I've seen people dressed up and stuff. Do you dress up?
I do not dress up.
No. You just go and enjoy the show.
Yes. I like to watch it.
Of course.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
It is fun. I mean, you know, they already announced Pauly Shore is going to be here next year.
Pauly Shore. See, I know who that is. See, I don't know a lot of people. I know Pauly Shore.
Yes.
Because I'm that old.
So am I.
I don't know if I just told you all my age or not, but I know who Pauly Shore is.
Pauly Shore is amazing.
Okay. Back to coins.
I know. Look. You'll learn real quick. I can sidetrack like nobody's business.
We're going to talk about coins. Let's talk about getting coin cons. So I guess we're talking about getting scammed.
Oh, yeah. So scammed. So I will have customers come in who will say, I got this great package deal, whether it be on eBay or Facebook Marketplace. They say, like, the first coin was $20. This was when silver was a little bit cheaper. First coin was $20 and the rest of them were $10 each. And one coin will be real. Silver Eagles is what it usually is. And then the rest of them will all be fake. And they come from maybe like Wish or like whatever. But they're fake Silver Eagles. To the trained eye, it's pretty easy to tell that they're not real. But to the untrained eye, and it's usually the older generations, not always, but it's usually the older generation that gets tricked by this stuff. Mm-hmm. But not always. That's why I know people is like, it is easier to purchase online. We're doing a lot of that nowadays, you know, with Amazon and groceries and all that stuff. But for your gold and silver, if you're not going to purchase locally, definitely stick to the major AtMegs, JM Bullion, and that kind of stuff. But I really suggest still sticking locally to purchase your gold and silver needs.
Like physically
go into the store.
So you know what's real and what's not.
Exactly.
I would totally get scammed in a heartbeat.
And it's not even just the coins. There's these people that will go around to the gas stations or sometimes the Walmart parking lot, and they're like, I just need money for gas. I have this ring or I have this necklace, and I just need $100 or $40, and it's 18 karat gold or it's 14 karat gold, and it's not.
That's when you say, keep the jewelry and here's $20 for me to help you out.
Yeah, usually, or, you know, people have good enough hearts and they say, well, here, you know, just go to the pawn shop and pawn it, or go to Emerald Coast Coins and sell it to them and you'll get your money's worth, because they're just trying to
scam. So just give them advice.
Give them advice.
To what to do with their jewelry.
Yeah. Because some of my customers that have done this, they will literally give like their last $20.
Oh, no.
And, you know,
that's sad.
It is sad. And it makes me angry for them. But, I love them so much because they just, you know, they have such a big heart that they want to help somebody out.
And, you know, you're doing the best we can with the knowledge that we have.
Exactly.
And now you're listening to Stephanie.
Yeah.
And we know.
Yes.
Bring it to, tell just, the person, bring it.
Just tell them to bring it to the Arrowcoast Coins.
If it's real, like, they're going to give you some money.
They're
going to
give
it.
You way more than $40.
Exactly.
Exactly. And they know they're, you know, the scammer knows that they're lying. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
And you have a 10-day returns policy, so that's good.
We do on a lot of things. Like the gold and silver bullion is different, so they definitely need to ask for, ask what our 10-day return policy is, for sure. When they're in their questioning, like they can't buy like a 1 ounce gold coin and expect to get the money back in 10 days if gold drops, $100.
Yes, and we were talking about the stocks. So you can go on your website to learn, know about it, right?
Yes, go on our website and I scroll down to the bottom and you'll see what the gold price is. It updates constantly. Mm-hmm. We use an app called Kitco on our website. Mm-hmm. And that's actually an app you can get for your phone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You can just look it up?
You can. You can have it on your phone if you don't want to go to our website.
I love that.
So that's also awesome.
Is it Dave Ramsey? I think someone talks about maybe investing in gold. Other things besides stock.
Probably. I think a lot of people do. I always tell our people that come in the store, don't ever, it's one thing I was always taught, don't ever put all your eggs in one basket.
Right, that's what he's saying.
You spread out your wealth, mm-hmm. Even like gold and silver, stocks.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. Rhodium?
I haven't seen rhodium, but like there's gold, silver, and platinum are things we can't. Okay. Can get palladium I could get also, but rhodium I don't think is a
you can see how thing. Smart I am about this subject.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
You're
I've
like,
had people ask me
I can't get I'm like okay I picked
I've
the wrong
had
one.
People ask me about it too. Copper down at and there's well copper might not show up on there, but mm-hmm. copper, you know, people we have little like copper bars and stuff, but mm-hmm. that is more like a novelty.
Okay.
So, like, we sell copper, but it's more like novelty for mm-hmm. for funsies. For is funsies. Like what I tell people.
Yeah.
Because it's like a couple dollars for an ounce instead of like $4 a pound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. Absolutely. And it shows that you're top rated in Northwest Florida.
We are.
That's awesome. And you have a BBB rating of an A+.
Yeah.
They gave you an A+.
I know.
That's like you can't get any higher than that.
It's fun.
That's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome.
So it makes us happy. We've worked hard. I mean, like I said, so, Dad retired from the Navy in, 93. We stuck it out here. Well, we moved to Texas for a minute and then moved back. Mm-hmm. So, and peddled around for a couple years. And then him and his buddy, like I said, opened the business. Uh-huh. And it's been...
How long have you been in business?
It'll be 21. It's 21 years. My son's 20. He'll be 21 this year. My baby will be 21 this
21.
Year.
Good times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's not into any of that. He's not going to, no. Maybe gamble, but he has no intentions of drinking that baby.
You are awesome, Mom. Look at you. You're like, he's not like that. He's awesome.
He is. My Garrett is on the autism spectrum.
Okay.
So he
mm-hmm.
just is like, nope, that's not my thing. I might gamble, maybe. That's it. You do you, dude.
Whatever you want to do.
That's it. We'll take care of it. He's like, okay.
That is awesome. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Miss Stephanie, Emerald Coast Coins. You can visit them at emeraldcoastcoins.com. Their phone number is 437-1515. I would visit their website because they have all the information you need, what you buy and sell and trade, like what scrap gold, antique and estate jewelry, gold watches, old currency, wedding and engagement rings.
Yep.
I bet you got some stories about those.
They're fun.
Do they come in and crying or
not
mad?
No, usually usually that's the way it goes. I don't want it. You can have it. And when we buy that stuff, we try to let people know, like, we purchase this like wholesale prices, like mm-hmm. diamonds, we buy diamonds and we buy them based off of wholesale prices. So like what was purchased mm-hmm. in a store or what your appraisal says is going to be way different than the price I'm going to offer you. So I always offer them, this is the price I give you. Mm-hmm. However, if you can sell it, and this is where I go back to Facebook Marketplace, or my dad will still say Craigslist, but tell them, well, you can meet them in our store as a safe place, mm-hmm. as a safe haven to make the transaction. So you have cameras and all that stuff, but you at least know what my price is.
Right.
But yeah, it's sometimes they're like, I don't care. I didn't pay this.
I know. They're like $5. Okay, like,
that's it.
I'll get some coffee for that.
He did. Like, I don't care. Like, take it.
And I'm
like,
imagine. All right. Imagine those stories. Or you're like, all righty then.
That's the way it is.
That's the way it is. You know, Facebook Marketplace, that there's a lot of scammers on there.
There
I'm
is.
Sad. I've sold some stuff on there, and I feel like I've gotten so many scammers. By the time I got one person that wanted to purchase something from me, I was like, is this even real?
Yeah.
I don't even know. And Craigslist, is it even around anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, because so many scammers got on there that you don't even know what's real anymore.
You don't. That's why we are like, you tell them you want cash and you're going to meet in person at the Emerald Coast Coins. Mm-hmm. And this is the way we're going to do it.
Uh-huh. And oh, smart. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
we're going to test it out right here.
That's it. Like this is bottom. Like this is that. Period. Point blank.
It's also safer.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't want to just meet up with anyone anywhere, especially for jewelry.
Exactly.
Who knows? So that's great. You're going to meet up there, say we're going to have them test it, and that will just anyone that's not for real.
Yeah, bye. And we've had a couple of people take us up on that offer, and because I always tell them, like, it's beautiful. Like, I'll buy it if you want me to, but you know, I would love for you to please take an opportunity to make more money than what I can offer you.
Right?
And they're like, stop. Like, why are you so sweet?
Aww. I'm
like,
but you know what? That gains trust.
Exactly.
With our community. Yeah. I know. I had a car issue, and I will not name my car or the dealership, but they said I needed a new engine. I mean, and I was devastated. I didn't have a car for months, and so I took it over to Jared Henson Automotive in Cantonment. I'm going to mention them because I think they're awesome. And I took it in there, and they could have given me a new engine, and I probably wouldn't have asked because the dealership already looked at it, right? They said I needed a new one. So I took it over to them, and they're like, no, there's nothing wrong with your car. It needed a plug replaced or something.
Yeah.
But they could have scammed me over for a whole new engine.
Exactly.
And I said, fine, just give it to me. But they were so trustworthy and said, hey, nope. Actually, it was very, very small amount of money. And from that day forward, I go to them every time though.
I understand.
Because I know that they're not here to get my money. They are here to check out my car and tell me, you know, it's only going to be $200 or we need to do just these two things. And so that's great that you do that because that builds trust.
Exactly.
And you're not just trying to get their money.
Exactly.
You're reputable. Like I said, A+ BBB rating right here on their website. So I think that's great.
Yep. That's what we try to do. That's why I tell people all the time. I said, I'm here to educate first.
Right.
I'm here to educate first. So you go in with the best information you can, and then you decide from there what you want to do.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm here for.
And that keeps them coming back.
Exactly.
Because they know they can trust you and that you're educated in what you do.
Don't trust Google. Don't trust the internet. Right. Please come to somebody who's been doing this for a while.
Right. It's why you're here.
Exactly.
Pensacola expert panel. She's an expert in her field, and I absolutely love it.
My brother's laughing right now, but I'm trying to be an expert. He's more of an expert.
Does your brother work
than
with
me.
You?
Yes. Can you tell? It's me and my dad and my brother,
okay,
and
I'm
then we have a couple other guys.
We need to have a little therapy session behind the scenes. So your therapist, your brother works with you.
Yeah, he's really, my brother knows so much. He does. Like, my brother is a sponge. He knows so much. Look, I taught him everything, and then he went to school and got really smart, and I can't help it that he's a sponge.
But does he have your personality, Stephanie?
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
Thank you.
You've already one-upped him.
See?
Yep.
Neither.
Personality means everything.
It does.
You can be smart, but you got to have a personality to go with it.
Exactly.
So you can visit their store. It's 1811 Creighton Road.
Yep.
Their phone number is 473-1515.
Yes.
Now, they are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Correct.
But closed on the weekends.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
We need a
they
break.
They need a break. They work really hard.
We do.
And don't forget, they stop accepting jewelry 1 hour prior to closing.
That's it.
So
4
don't
o'clock.
Come up in there at 5 o'clock and say, can you please buy my ring today?
That's it.
Because I need some coffee. No.
That's it.
It's not going to work.
I had fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have more to unpack. Actually, we have someone new. We have a new expert from Compass Solar, so you don't want to miss on that. If you'd like to chime in, you can call 437-1620. Stay tuned for a Fox News update, followed by a local news update in our newsroom at News Radio 92.3.